Hey, we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We told you we have a busy show today, and that is no lie. We have joining us on the phone here from the Randolph Pride celebration this weekend. Mitch Innes is joining us, and Mitch, I know, serves up on the school board there in Randolph, and pleasure to join us here today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Mitch, how are you involved with Randolph Pride? Are you on the board?
I am the treasurer for Randolph Pride.
Okay. Very good. Well, this is an exciting weekend for the community of Randolph. Get a lot of visitors up there each year for this, and I've heard a lot about it. I haven't been, but I plan to make a trip up there this Saturday. But it doesn't kick off tomorrow. You got some stuff kicking off actually tonight even.
Yeah, that's correct. We have the fish fry that we started doing. I really can't remember the number of years, but it's been a while that we started doing the fish fry on Friday evening. And that was to help support the softball tournament that used to start on Friday evening as well. It used to be a 24-hour softball tournament that started Friday evening and didn't end until Saturday evening. They played all the way through the night, 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So we decided to start doing the fish fry to try and support and help them have some food for the evening and help support the community. And the watering hole opens up tonight at 6:30 as well. The fish fry has now been taken over by the Trail Life Troop. The Randolph Pride group was just really busy and asked the Trail Life Troop there at Alert Trail Life KS0618 to take it over and relieve some duties that we had to open up some opportunities for them for fundraising. So that is what we have going tonight at 6:30.
All right, very cool. And then really stuff gets going tomorrow in the morning, and you got that softball tournament kind of kicking things off.
Yep, we got the softball tournament and then the breakfast and lunch in the park provided by the Blue Valley Girls Athletics. The car show, it says 9 a.m., but I've been out putting out phones around the town at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they've already got cars there, so it's a very popular event. I think we typically have between 120 to 160 cars every year. Then the fireworks stand opens at 10 o'clock. The fireworks stand does support the fireworks show completely. 100% all proceeds go to the fireworks show, and so we're really excited to be able to do that and hope that everybody comes out to support the fireworks stand and the show. Then we had to cancel the helicopter rides that are on the flyer. The gentleman who was doing that called this week and said that he had a part go down and he's waiting for one to come in. So we're not going to have the helicopter rides this year, but we will still have the lunch and homemade ice cream at the United Methodist Church here right north of the park. That's always a big thing for everyone. It's all homemade. They have several different flavors. The community, the church there works really hard on that every year, and it's always a popular thing. Homemade. And the soapbox derby starts. Practice runs for anybody who hasn't done it in the past. We try and give them a little short run before they do the full downhill to make sure they're comfortable with the steering and the braking. And so that starts at 11:30 on the east side of town, just to the east of Triangle Park where the car show is. And then the full-fledged racing starts at noon, along with the Manhatchet act drawing and the watering hole opening at that time as well. A big popular item at 1 o'clock is the train rides. There's a gentleman, Jim Geisler, that has been doing that for us for quite a few years now. Gives the kids an opportunity to ride around the park area in little barrels, and it's a good item for the kids to have fun with. And then the turtle race is at 2 o'clock. Registration. It's amazing how busy the turtle races are. I think we typically have about 130 turtles that are registered. It is quite astonishing how many turtles are found in the area.
Yeah,
and kids enjoy it. It's a It's a lot of fun. Then, of course, the lineup for the parade at 3:30. All the people line up at the high school and middle school there, just to the north of town. And then 4 o'clock is the actual start of the parade. We're really excited this year for the parade because we have the Fort Riley 1st Infantry Band that's going to be joining us. And that's the first time we've had them up here, but we're really excited to have them up here.
That's great. Then, that's a big get.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting. One of the, myself and Janie, who's the president of Randolph Pride, are also on the volunteer fire department here in Randolph, and we were out fighting the fire earlier this year, and one of the gentlemen on the scene that was helping us fight the fire is part of the infantry band, and we just started talking about celebration, and he said he'd be interested in coming up and doing it with us. So it was just a awesome interaction. It's amazing how all the communities and everybody gets tied together through random acts of kindness. So then at 4:30 we have the watermelon feed, and then at 5 o'clock the pedal tractor pull. That's another big item for the kids. It's standing room only all the way around the little parking pad that we have there at the city park. That's where they do all the pedal tractor pull, and kids really enjoy that. And then the pork barbecue starts at 5 as well. So fireworks display is whenever it gets dark, typically anywhere from 9:45 to 10 o'clock, I would say. But it just depends on the evening. So.
And it's a spectacular show from what I hear.
Oh, yes. We Bruce Zimmer is in charge of that. He's our fire chief here for the volunteer fire department in Randolph. And him and I and another guy, two guys, are certified to do the fireworks display. And he takes great pride in getting everything ordered and making sure that it's a good show for everybody. I can't say enough about Bruce. He's actually got the... what was it called? He got an award earlier this year for all the stuff that he does in our community. But Jefferson Award, that's what it is. Hmm. But he's a great guy, and he takes great pride in the fireworks display and tries to make sure everybody enjoys it every year.
Cool. Well, sounds like a fun day of stuff. And I see there's a lot of raffles going on as well. Tell us a little bit more about that.
No, the raffles, yeah, we have a formerly GTB donated a half hog processed and cured packaged every year for our raffle. It's $1 per ticket and 6 tickets for $5. We also have a hoverboard. We tried that last year. It used to be a motorized Jeep that we would do for the kids, battery operated Jeep, and that seemed to dwindle. People weren't really as excited as they used to be for those, so we decided to try something new last year with a hoverboard, and it went over really well. So we decided we were going to do that again. And then also the gun for the raffle is a First Henry pump action 22 with a wood stock. So, and then the rod and reel is donated by Sharp Shortstop every year. So those are the items we have up for raffle. And again, all the money goes towards celebration and doing the fireworks show and everything every year. So
wonderful. Those are great prizes. Any one of those would be a fantastic prize. And so they'll have the drawing at 7, it looks like, tomorrow?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And people don't have to be present to win. We make sure that they put down the number or a way for us to contact them. And as soon as the winner is drawn, I believe we try and post it to the Facebook page just to let people know, and then get a hold of the people through their contact information on their card, on their ticket.
Very cool. A lot of activities, as mentioned. Randolph Pride is the Facebook page if you want to see a rundown of the list. The parade's obviously going to be a lot of fun, and the fireworks, obviously, to end the night. But a whole day of activities, really, to check out. Anything else, Mitch, before we wrap up here?
No, I appreciate you giving us time to come on this morning, and hopefully everybody comes up and enjoys it. Like you said, it is a really fun full day for anybody who loves small communities. So,
small communities do it best, I tell you what. So look forward to, hopefully a lot of folks come out and take advantage of this wonderful day in Randolph Pride. Mitch, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up segment three. Liz Seaton will be joining us next from the Beach Museum to talk about their new exhibit. That's next here on News Radio KMAN.